Just before Bob came up with his message in tongues, I was drawn to Psalm 130, and the theme of waiting seems to be sort of running through everything. And in verses 5 onwards, the psalmist says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning." And then the Lord said to us, "I'm waiting for you." And Owen sang beautifully earlier that we are waiting for the Lord. And I felt the Lord challenging me and us, "Are you really waiting for me? Are you really waiting in a way that you submit your will, your plans, your ideas, that you submit them to my timing of things? Are you really waiting in a way that allows me to be your master and your Lord and your Savior? I can mend anything, but you have to give me all the broken bits. You cannot do things just, you cannot mend the broken things in your lives, in your community. You cannot mend or undo your sin, but I can. But will you wait for me? Will you wait for me patiently and with hope?" And then there is the promise. "Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel. He will redeem Antioch. He will redeem us individually from all of their sins." Amen.
So we hear a word like that and we can be very, very challenged by a word like that. When we look at ourselves, look at the sin, look at our impatience, look at our shortcomings, we can be really challenged by that. The Lord speaks into that challenge, and the Lord speaks into that challenge and gives us grace for this moment in our lives. And this is a word that Ben sent us earlier on this afternoon. It's from Psalm 60, verses 11 and 12. "Give us aid against the enemy. For the help of man is worthless, but with the Lord we shall do valiantly. He shall trample down our enemies." And Ben sense, in these times that we are all living through, no matter how big the enemy looks to our human eyes, God will aid us and give us the victory, just as he did for David when all looked lost against Goliath. So we're just going to take a quieter time of worship now, just coming back into the Lord's presence. But if there's stuff going on in your life that these two words speak to, then during this time, maybe just put your hand up and ask somebody to pray with you. Maybe somebody next to you, maybe somebody that you know. Just put your hand up if you think, this is something the Lord's speaking to me to, about I've got giants in my life that the Lord wants to overcome. Put your hand up and just respond in faith to that invitation from the Lord, that with the Lord we shall do valiantly. So let's come back into his presence, but let's be allowing the Lord to speak into those areas of our life where we fear, where we're still dealing with sin and brokenness in our lives. Okay.
John chapter 8 from verse 34. Jesus replied, "What I'm about to tell you is true. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave has no lasting place in the family, but a son belongs to the family forever. A daughter belongs to the family forever." And just my sense is we belong to the Lord. The Lord wants us. The Lord chooses us. As Jesus said, "I'm going to my Father's house to prepare a place for you." There is a place for each one of us, says the Lord. Amen.
From Jeremiah 32.
This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, when the army of the king of Babylon was then besieging Jerusalem. The word of the Lord came to me. Hanamel is going to come to you and say, buy my field, because as nearest relative, it is your right and duty to buy it. Then, just as the Lord had said, my cousin came to me and said, buy my field in the territory of Benjamin. Since it is your right to redeem it and possess it, buy it for yourself. I knew that this was the word of the Lord, so I bought the field from my cousin and weighed out for him 17 shekels of silver. I signed and sealed the deed and had it witnessed and weighed out the silver on the scales. After, I prayed to the Lord, see how the siege ramps are built up to take the city. Because of the sword, famine, and plague, the city will be given into the hands of the Babylonians who are attacking it. What you said has happened, as you now see, and though the city will be given into the hands of the Babylonians, you, sovereign Lord, say to me, buy the field with silver and have the transaction witness. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? And what I've sensed was Jeremiah could see the siege. He knew that the Babylonians would take over Jerusalem and the field would become worthless. Yet, despite the evidence, Jeremiah bought the field because the Lord told him to invest in it against what seems logical. And I felt the Lord challenging us personally to just invest in him. To invest in him and to invest in his body, to which he has called us, is Antioch. And I feel it is a personal call to each one of us to invest in whatever or in what way he might be calling us to invest. And I was thinking maybe he's asking us to spend time and be faithful to daily prayer. In one of my daily meditation, that was a reflection that said, time is our most valuable possession. We can find ways to make more money, but we cannot create more time. How we spend our time is evidence where our hope lies. If our hope is in God and his word, then we will invest time in them. So I really feel that the Lord is asking us to invest in him. You know, we might see the siege, we might see the difficulties, we might see, you know, we might think, I don't have time, I'm too busy, I'm too old, that this is not practical, this is not the best time. I think there is a personal call to each one of us to really, really invest, to really invest in God, to go all in, against all odds, in this to which you have called us. I really feel that. This chapter ends with a word of hope. They were about to be taken over, and God speaks a word of hope to Jeremiah, that he speaks a word of a promise to his people, which is also a promise to us. It ends, this is what the Lord says, as I have brought all this great calamity on these people, so I will give them all the prosperity I have promised them. Fields will be bought for silver, deeds will be signed, sealed, and witnessed in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, in the towns of Judah, because I will restore their fortunes, declares the Lord. Amen.
Similar words, which I just heard the Lord speaking to me at the brothers' prayer room yesterday. And it's, do not take for granted what I have given you. Do not take lightly the gift it is and the love and support that you have here, but build foundations and set your heart on it to live well my call to you to be Antioch. And I was reminded of a word that Bruce had for us, I don't know when, a while back, and I asked Arthur to look it up, and one part of the word Bruce had for us was put down deep roots, sink deep roots, dig deep, lay foundations that will last. For I have called you not for a day or a month or a year, but I have called you for many years to come.